Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Rick Lepsinger being on the show again. Rick is a long time, more than, 9-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of On Point Consulting, the co-author of a number of books, including Virtual Teams, including Flexible Leadership, and the author of Closing the Execution Gap. And our good friend Rick Lepsinger, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, great to be here. Thanks.
It's good to have you back. You know, Rick, I was telling the audience about you, about what you want to talk about today, and it was a perfect follow-up to the previous interview we had where Gus Fauché with PNC Bank was here with PNC's semi-annual survey and of small businesses. And what they found was that even though most small business owners were hopeful about the future, if not optimistic, very few of them were planning to hire.
Right.
And the point I made in the beginning, when I told them that both of you, the audience, that both of you were going to be here, was that when you joined us, we had to, based on the news from PNC, from Gus, if we're only going to hire a very few people this year, this next year, we better get that right.
That's exactly right. And exactly right. If you really want, not only do you want to get it right, but you also want to avoid all the churn, because
yeah.
The time you invest in looking for people, interviewing people, training people, it just depletes energy, resources that you just can't afford.
Well, let's look at what's going on right now. What I want to do first, Rick, is before we get into your excellent points, best practices for interviewing, I want to make the case for people to get their attention on this, because if you're still in business, Rick, after the last 7-8 years, then you found a way to operate lean and mean. Because we've had less than 2% growth on average for 7-8 years now. We've had a lot of other stuff, a lot of other headwinds that have disrupted us. And so you've deleveraged, you've found a way, your balance sheet is better, your cash flow is better probably. I think small businesses in general, if there is a silver lining in all this, Rick, is small businesses in general, the ones that have survived, are financially stronger than they were before. And one of the ways they've done that is they've made sure they had the right people. Because if you're gonna squeeze an extra penny out of a nickel of profit, then you got to have your organization has got to be firing on all cylinders, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I would say that selection, hiring and selection, is just about the most important decision that a business owner makes. Again, there's a lot of choices you have to make, but that really is what drives productivity, overall performance, customer satisfaction. So that selection decision is critical to performance, especially when you have scarce resources.
And there are multiple elements, right? There's capability, there's intelligence, there's experience, there's personality, right? The culture,
yeah.
The whole culture fit is critical, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that gets ignored a lot. A lot of people just want to put a warm body in a seat because, the time it takes to interview, a lot of business owners, managers just want to find the first person who can walk and chew gum and put them in a seat.
We all do. Yeah. That is exactly what happens out here. Hey, George, one of my people just left. You know anybody? Yeah, my cousin's son is out of work.
Yeah.
Well, send him over here. I'll give him a job.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And that just becomes self-defeating, because you find yourself again in that cycle of They don't perform. You have to go look. They don't perform. You have to go look. So the other thing, and the point you're raising, which is true, it's not just can they do the job. Because truthfully, there are probably a number of people who are capable to do the job. But what you're really looking for someone who has the potential, not mm-hmm. just to learn and grow in the job, but also to be a good fit with your organization, to succeed in your organization. And that's what the interview process is about, both capability, but cultural fit and potential to learn and grow.
And the only thing that's more damaging, potentially damaging and expensive than not bringing on a person earlier is bringing on the wrong person and then having to reset down the road.
Yeah. No, and again, a lot of times we just look for, can they do the job? Do they have experience? And that's too limited.
Well, when we come back, folks, 5 secrets of effective interviewers. Rick Lepsinger is going to lay that on us. That's coming up right after the break. It's 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Rick Lepsinger.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.